Michael, you're here in Banja Luka. How are you finding this particular trip away with Linfield?
Good, really nice. The weather's a bit different to the last trip, a bit hotter, but yeah, it's been good.
The club has looked after all the players here very well with the charter flight, the hotel. Everything's been good, hasn't it?
Perfect, aye, it's been really nice. Hotel's fantastic. Facilities have been good as well that we've trained in, so yeah.
And you were training on the pitch last night, so the weather conditions last night at training and probably the same again tonight?
Yeah, it was really hot, really hot. It was about 38, I think it was, wasn't it? Yeah. And so obviously we've got to adapt. They adapted to when they came over to our place, so we've got to adapt to them as well. Yeah.
Obviously we're here for the reason, which is this second leg tie here in Banja Luka tonight. The boys are all excited, looking forward to what is going to be a huge and difficult game here tonight.
Yeah, all the boys are up for it, you know, like, we've done fantastic in the first leg, so we just had to finish the job on the second, you know, put a good solid performance in and see the game out.
They're a good side, they won their league, they took Cluj the last minute of extra time. They're going to be coming at us all guns blazing here tonight.
Yeah, like tonight, it's all in their favour really, you know, to come up against us. They've got nothing to lose, they've got their home fans behind them, it's their home pitch, the weather's going to favour them, so it's going to be a tough game, a really tough game for us.
We had our fans behind us at Windsor Park last week. They're going to have more of their home fans here tonight, and we're expecting a noisy, intimidating atmosphere. But that's why you play the game, to experience these things, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. Aye. It's good to have our fans back as well. It's fantastic. It's a totally different atmosphere than playing with an empty stadium. So, yeah.
Looking back at last week, we got off to the best possible start. I think it was about the second or third minute when a certain Michael Newbury got on the score sheet. That must have given you a lot of pleasure.
Oh, man, it was fantastic. I haven't scored many in my career. You know, I've only scored two, and both of them being for Linfield. So it was fantastic. Just my celebration was a bit, just all raw emotion it was, running away to nowhere or I was running at anything. But,
it was a great photograph of it, as you doing a high five.
Me and Stevie, yeah. Did you see the Twitter post as well?
Yeah,
it's funny, aye.
Yeah. So some other great goals on the night too. Christy Manzinga, what a goal by him.
Oh, man, left foot as well, weak foot, chopped in. That was a fantastic goal. Jimmy's was cool as ice, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. And Jimmy's just an absolute bullet.
It was an important one, that fourth one.
Yeah.
It gives us extra security if there is such a thing in these sort of ties.
Just the more goals you score, the less hope they're going to have, you know, for the second leg. But, yeah.
Yeah. Belief in the squad that we can get the required result to see us through?
Yeah, of course. Like, it's not going to be easy, but I'm always going to believe we can do it, you know, especially with a four goals lead. So, yeah.
It's all about keeping our shape and our discipline and our heads and... You, as a defender, you know, you're going to have a lot of work to do here tonight, along with Jimmy and Clarkie and the whole team, really, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, it's just about staying disciplined, you know, not trying to do anything out of the ordinary. You know, we've got to think they've got to score five goals to even beat us, but four goals to not take it in extra time or anything. So if we just keep disciplined and don't let them score, get any hope or anything like that, I think we'll be all right.
And obviously last night... we made a special presentation to you. You got a league winner's medal. That must have been really special for you as well.
Yeah, it was class, man. You know, I didn't play that many games last season, but I think I contributed a tiny bit, you know what I mean? So I'm over the moon that I got one.
Yeah, and obviously once the season starts, the aim is, you know, more domestic success again once we get back home.
Yes, the league's massive, you know what I mean? We had a fantastic last season, so we're just going to try to replicate it again.
Goes without saying, Michael, that everybody back home wishes you and all the players all the very best for a huge European game in our history here in Banja Luka tonight.
Thank you very much.